Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open moderately lower this morning. Check by follow-through selling and defensive cutouts. The hog contract set to open solidly higher today, thanks to signs of improvement fundamentals. Now, cattle buyers should start to make more of a presence today as they position to secure short-term slaughter. Initial bids probably around 116 in our part of the country. Now, we did see some trade yesterday at 120. Feedlots psychology should be pumped by news of higher internet sales reported yesterday. Hog buyers really spending the dough this week, though. Chasing numbers like captive supplies are not as large as they would like to see. Look for opening bids to start out about a dollar higher today. Lean futures should play at least moderately higher as well, supported by contract cash and product news. Now, on our grains, forecasts that have rain and warmer weather for winter wheat fields in the central and southern plains next week fueled selling that closed the two winter wheat markets lower. Corn and soybeans had smaller losses as traders there wait today's USDA report, which is expected to trim a few bushels from the 2016 corn crop and add a few to the soybeans. The report coming out about midday this morning. Now, winter wheat closed lower yesterday and at 1 week lows following the forecast for a warm, wet week in the plains. Now, spring wheat was narrowly mixed. Winter wheat acreage in Thursday's report is expected to be down from a year ago. Poor returns have had farmers shifting fields to other crops. Now, the corn closed about a penny lower yesterday, but the March contract stayed above several key moving averages and within the narrow trading range of the past week. Corn dropped to a one-week low early following China's plan to increase anti-dumping duties on imports of U.S. distillers' dried grains. Soybeans finished lower ahead of today's report. Soybean meal finished lower amid pressure from China's plans to raise duties on DDGs. Rain thins out in Argentina this week, which should allow the last of the soybean planting to advance. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle was lower yesterday, finishing 40 points lower at 119.12. April down 77 at 117.90. January feeder cattle down 65 at 132.05. And the March down 37, 129.62. February hogs up 55, 65.60. And April's up 17, 69.50. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, March was down 6.5, 431 and 3/4. And the May down 6.5, 443 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 8 cents for 18 3/4. May down 7 cents for 32 1/4. March corn was down a penny at 357 1/4. May down 1 1/4 cents at 364. March soy was down 2 1/4 at 10.11 1/2, and the May was down 2 1/4, 10.20 1/2. March cotton up 41, 73.55. May's up 36, 74.02. February crude oil up 69, 52.94. March up 66, 53.72. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.